The NATO mission in Afghanistan says it's investigating the missile attack on the civilians in the aftermath of an audacious airport assault claimed by both the Taliban and IS. The rockets rained down on Kabul airport after US Defence Secretary Jim Mattis had left, but the Taliban says it was targeting him in the assault. Speaking afterward, General Mattis has maintained the Taliban cannot win the war by force and has reiterated the US position that an Afghan-led reconciliation is the answer.
I want to reinforce to the Taliban that the only path to peace and political legitimacy for them is through a negotiated settlement. We welcome those who commit to a peaceful future for Afghanistan. We support Afghan-led reconciliation as the solution to this conflict, and the sooner the Taliban recognizes they cannot win with bombs, the sooner the killing will end.
The attack on the airport demonstrates the precarious security situation in the Afghan capital. A US military official says up to 40 rounds of munitions hit the airport, 29 of them involving rocket-propelled grenades. The munitions were fired towards the guard tower and hit the south side of the airport. A witness described what happened.
I was working on my farmland when I heard a sound of rocket explosions. Right after that, fighting started and some of the rockets landed on the American base. There was heavy fighting and I managed to escape from the area.
General Mattis had travelled to Kabul from India to pledge support for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government. President Ghani says a stable Afghanistan is in everyone's best interests.
We need to all recognise that a stable Afghanistan is in everybody's benefit, and Afghanistan can become the platform for regional cooperation. Afghan territory will not be permitted to be used for destabilization of any of our neighbors, and this is a cardinal principle with us. We do not differentiate between good and bad terrorism and do not engage in destabilizing our neighbors.
The visit was the general's first to the country since US President Donald Trump announced a new Afghan strategy late last month. Mr. Trump promised a stepped-up military campaign against the Taliban. The Taliban have gained ground against US-backed Afghan government forces as they try to re-establish strict Islamic law following their ousting in 2001. The US has committed to sending an additional 3,000 troops to help train Afghan security forces. There are 8,400 US soldiers in Afghanistan right now. General Mattis met President Ghani with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Mr. Stoltenberg says it's imperative that NATO continues its work.
We know the cost of staying in Afghanistan, but the cost of leaving would be even higher. If NATO forces leave too soon, there is a risk that Afghanistan may return to a state of chaos and once again become a safe haven for international terrorism.
The airport attack itself injured 5 civilians as fighters holed up in a nearby building and continued to resist security forces. 2 children are believed to be among the injured. All flights were halted at the airport as Afghan forces surrounded an area where the rockets were believed to have been fired. Sporadic gunfire and explosions could be heard in the vicinity for hours after the attack.